Building BVI stronger, smarter, greener, better. This is your JS report brought to you every day at 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. by the Department of Information and Public Relations, Government of the Virgin Islands. And now, your host for today's edition.
Hello and welcome to another GIS report, reporting for the Ministry of Health and Social Development. I am Public Health Communications Specialist Natasha Letson. Today on our program, we have with us the EPI Manager, Ms. Marina Bedu, here to speak about Vaccination Week 2018. Welcome, Nurse Bedu. Thank you for joining the program.
Thank you, Natasha. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I am blessed, my dear. Amen. Always.
Well, you know, it's always good to have you on the program here again to talk about Vaccination Week. Last year we did a program for 2017, and we're just coming back 2018 because it's an annual event, and you know, it's a very important thing for the people of the territory.
It is.
So start us out by telling us a bit about your role as the EPI manager.
Okay, Natasha, my role as the EPI manager is really to develop and implement and also evaluate and conduct administrative management of the day-to-day activities of the immunization program. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, we're looking towards improving the health for the child or children, the adolescents and adults, mm-hmm. in reducing illness and death caused by diseases that can be prevented by vaccines.
Okay. So what exactly is the mission and objectives behind Vaccination Week?
Vaccination Week in the Americas is an annual public health campaign by the members of state of the Pan American Health Organization to promote equity and access to immunization. Mm-hmm. It is marked each year during the last week of April. And in so doing, when you do the Vaccination Week, encourages persons to come out, mm-hmm. and be vaccinated and learn about the different types of vaccines and how it prevents the diseases.
Mm-hmm. So why are vaccinations important?
Vaccinations are important. It protects your children, yourself, your family, your other family members from serious illnesses and complications caused by diseases that can be prevented by vaccines. Mm-hmm. Diseases such as measles, polio, whooping cough, which can cause severe complications whereby you might be losing a limb, mm-hmm. or you get a paralysis of the limbs, mm-hmm. or you get seizures or brain damage, and it can even cause death. Mm-hmm. So vaccines are very important. A lot of parents and adults, they want to ensure that their children and even their own selves are healthy. And so to protect that from preventable diseases, vaccination is the best way to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of public health, what is the link between vaccination and continued public health?
In terms of public health, when we talk public health, we look at the general public. And over the years, vaccination, the immunization program has been the most successful public health intervention towards health, mm-hmm. maintaining health, right? And so vaccination we have seen the eradication of serious diseases such like smallpox, mm-hmm. which was a great public health problem where people was dying in hundreds and thousands, right? Mm-hmm. And to date, we have not had a case of smallpox due to vaccination. It is a public health issue. Mm. And right currently, we are working towards the eradication of polio and measles. In bringing them together, we see the importance of vaccination in public health setting.
Okay. So now once you have reached the point where you have eradicated a certain disease, do you continue to immunize against that disease, and why?
Yes, we continue to immunize against the disease because there might still be some circulating virus somewhere about, maybe not in our Caribbean islands, mm-hmm. but in the other countries, bigger countries, the countries in the Northern Hemisphere, so to put it. we, because of the vast population in those areas, mm-hmm. you might find that there might be little pockets that are still mm-hmm. without vaccines. And so once you're not vaccinated, and it is easy to for the disease to start up in that area, mm-hmm. causing an outbreak. And if you haven't got a disease in an area and you have one or two cases, that's, you can term it as an outbreak of a disease. Mm-hmm. So we need to always maintain that sort of sort of coverage.
Well, in this year in the news, interesting enough, there was a lot of cases of measles. Nothing here, I don't think, but there was a lot of cases in North America and in the States. Yeah. So what happened there? Are we seeing a reduction in immunization?
In those countries, there was a reduction in immunization. Some of the countries, because of their economic status, they were not able to purchase vaccines, and so persons went unvaccinated. Then one of the other things, again, in some of the countries, they are not up with vaccines, so persons started coming down with the disease, and after they were coming down with the disease, then they came up and started vaccinating. Mm-hmm. And what happened also, PAHO went in and gave vaccines so that the population could be vaccinated against the disease of measles. Mm. However, in our Caribbean islands, we would get measles coming into us because of our frequent travel in and out, right? And so we always have to maintain our immunization coverage to at least 98% and over in order to ensure that we are safe from coming up with any of those cases.
Very interesting. I want to go back a little bit. Tell me about this year's theme, and how does Vaccination Week support the work that you do?
This year's theme, the theme this year is Strengthen Your Defense. Hashtag Get Vax. Hashtag Vaccines Work. And this theme was centered around the FIFA World Cup of 2018, that we are saying, while you're out on the field, strengthen your defense, get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And we'll go back again to that same measles outbreak, whereby, because you might have people coming in, moving into for the World Cup, you would want to be strengthen your defense, mm-hmm. so that you don't come down with measles that you cannot play on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Vaccination Week, though, allows for the improvement of immunization coverage throughout the territory. It also improves a collaborative effort between other health sectors. So when we come together, we assist the population to maintain their health through a multi-sectorial effort. Mm-hmm. During Vaccination Week, we tend to go out to persons outside there who would not normally come in to us, so that we can immunize them and ensure population is fully covered. Mm-hmm. For example, after Hurricane Irma and Maria, we had an influx of persons coming in to get tetanus vaccines,
right,
because we had a lot of injuries outside there. However, I would like to encourage persons, do not wait until you get the injury. The vaccine is a preventative method, so you have to ensure that you get it before the injury.
Oh, so if you get a tetanus shot and maybe 2 years down the road you get stuck by a nail, then you wouldn't have to come to the hospital to get another shot?
Well, okay, the complete coverage for tetanus vaccines, you must have 3 doses of those vaccines. Mm-hmm. And if you have 3 doses of vaccines, you're okay. 10 years after you have an injury, you come in and you get a booster shot. Mm-hmm. For what if for some reason, if after 5 years, having had the full course of the vaccines, and you get an injury, depending on the type of injury, you will have a booster shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Nazbedu, I think you've done a good job today of telling us why vaccines are important. However, you know, we still have to talk about the negative press that vaccinations been having lately, and which results in some people being a little skeptical about having their child or children vaccinated. So my question to you today would be, what would you say to some persons now who may be feeling a bit apprehensive about vaccinations to help them to come closer to having it done?
Vaccines are safe. Yes? Before vaccines are being used, they go through several careful review by the scientists, the doctors, and the federal government. And in doing that, they ensure that these vaccines are safe to go out there. Vaccines are not made today and sent out tomorrow for use, right? And to date, we have no scientific evidence on the result of vaccine through immunization, what it can do to persons. And usually, I think if persons never see the disease in circulating in their area, they would become apprehensive in taking the vaccine. For example, if we were to say, no, you have to get the polio vaccine, they would ask you why, because they have never seen somebody who have had polio, mm-hmm. and what the complication of polio disease can do. Mm-hmm. So I would let you tell you, think about it. If you have any queries in your mind, ask questions. You might see information on the internet. Not all information on the internet are correct information. Mm-hmm. You have to look at them, read them, and weigh between the lines and try to analyze on your own, because I know you are an intelligent person, and your questions that you would want to ask, they are relevant questions and they are important. Mm-hmm. Parents want the best for their children, mm-hmm. and so they would delve into asking different questions to ensure that their children receive these vaccines and it will not bring any harm to them. Mm-hmm. Some persons again might say, okay, my child had this vaccine and this is what happened to the child. But how do you know that this is the result of the vaccine that the child received? The child might have been coming down with a cold before, mm-hmm. but never take any heed. But because the child got the vaccine today, it's the child with the little side effect of the little fever that might come on, it elevates and came up and said, you said, okay, it's the vaccine, so I will not have my child get this vaccine anymore.
What are some of the activities that you have this year and how persons can participate?
Okay, two of our main activities this year, we're going to be having a health fair at this Oliver George's Plaza on the 27th, mm-hmm. where we'll have different health sectors involved, like the Diabetes Association, the Cancer Society, and along with our mental health. And so we're encouraging persons to come out where they can also be vaccinated. They would also be vaccinated there. They would be educated on the different vaccines, and they would be educated on the different other persons' area that would be present. Mm-hmm. We also have been, because our theme is centered around the FIFA World Cup, there will be a football match with the school children in Virgin Gorda, yes, on the 25th, which is Wednesday, at 4:30 p.m. in Virgin Gorda Plainfield. Mm-hmm. There are also education sessions will be held. Some will be out at schools and some will be held at the different health centers in Capoons Bay, Cane Garden Bay, Eastern Longlook, Road Town. We also going out to the technical school in Burgess Bay to do some vaccines to the children there.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, Azadu, thank you very much for this very enlightening interview surrounding Vaccination Week 2018. We want to thank our listening audience for tuning in to this GIS Radio Report, where today we spoke with EPI Manager Nurse Badu, and we just want you to remember what she said, that vaccinations are extremely important and parents should make every effort to maintain their child's vaccination schedule. So go out, have fun, learn, and get vaccinated. Reporting for the Ministry of Health and Social Development, I am Public Health Communication Specialist Natasha Letson. Thank you for tuning in.
This has been your GIS Report, focus on government initiatives to build BVI stronger, smarter, greener, better. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to address a specific topic, contact the Department of Information and Public Relations at 468-2730 or email us at gis.gov.vg. We invite you to visit our website at www.bvi.gov.vg or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at BVI Government and on Instagram at GIS BVI.